I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Margot Price brings Midwestern working class credentials to country music. From Aledo, Illinois, Margot followed her uncle Bobby Fischer's footsteps as a Nashville songwriter. While working odd jobs, Margot formed the Price Tags, who joined her on the 2016 debut album, Midwest Farmer's Daughter. Price has always been outspoken about the rights of women and the working class, subject she's channeled into her music.
My mom was a school teacher and my dad was a farmer. And my grandfather and all of his brothers and all of their sons, they all had a farm in an area called Buffalo Prairie. They lost the farm like many Americans did in the 80s. There was something that was just missing from everybody's life. I feel like my grandpa never got over that.
Times they were tough growing up at home. My daddy lost the farm when I was 2 years old. Took a job at the prison, working second shift. And that's the last time I'll let them take what should be.
Who are your main heroes, would you say, at least in country music?
Definitely Loretta. For her to write a song about the pill when she did, I mean, that was just groundbreaking. And it was banned, you know, and it was edgy. And I think that's so cool.
You wine me and dine me when I was your girl. Promised if I'd be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill.
Pay gap. This takes you out into the realm of social commentary. Why do you deal with the larger life of America, its society, the things that are going on?
I don't feel like I'm criticizing anybody, but there are things I see that I feel like I want to talk about, regardless of whether that makes people a little uncomfortable or not. I have had so many insane comments. I put up
on your Instagram.
Yeah, I put up one post of this girl who was at the Women's March, and she was holding a sign that said, pay gap, you're ripping my dollars in half. And I had 500 comments. I had people calling me a man hater and all these things that were so hurtful. And I don't understand how you can just speak up for women's rights and then people think that you dislike men. I think women just want it to be equal. So as long as I can get people talking about it, then I guess I'll take the name calling and whatever else in between.
Honey, I work so hard for my money and I leave my babies at home. Breaking my back trying to bring home a check. I'm working my fingers to the bone. At the end of the day, feels like a game, one I was born to lose. And this institution and dead revolution is giving young women abuse. Pay gap, pay gap. Why don't you do the math?
We've been stuck in these gender roles for so long that even now people think that the man has to be the breadwinner and that women's place is in the home and they want their meal cooked when they get there. And I think it can go either way. And I definitely want to have it all. And, you know, but it is hard to be a mother and feel like I'm missing things when I'm on the road.
Riding down the highway, masquerading every night. It's hard to be a mother, a singer, and a wife. But all the men, they run around and no one bats an eye. I don't want this trouble, but it's all I ever find. Wild women, they don't worry, have no time. Thank you.
for American Roots Shortcuts. I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.